This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 10 Aug 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze while Jerusalem remains clear and mild. Haifa has a pleasant night as well. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ma'ariv, Israel has reduced targeted strikes in Gaza. Hamas is reportedly using this pause to strengthen its position. Also from Israel Hayom, earlier this hour, the U.S. has shifted focus to post-war scenarios. Israel faces a singular path forward amid ongoing tensions. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, settlers have surrounded a Palestinian family's home in the West Bank. A day-long siege continues, with soldiers previously seen praying with the settlers. Separately, JNS reports that a spokesman for Netanyahu insists Hamas must disarm before any Gaza pullout. The group remains committed to its cause, as it was in October 2023. And finally, from JTA, protests continue outside a Jerusalem cafe over Shabbat policies. Demonstrations have persisted for 6 weeks, drawing significant police presence. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, reports that Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian had a lengthy meeting with Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei. Discussions focused on the war's repercussions and sanctions. Mark Leibowitz shared just now, celebrating recent developments with a simple trophy emoji. Amit Segal, a commentator, noted earlier today that regional discussions about potential agreements with Israel include suggestions for tactical flexibility, with concerns about future violations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the reduction of targeted strikes in Gaza. Ma'ariv reports that the IDF observes a concerning trend as Hamas begins to reinforce its capabilities. This strategic pause raises questions about future security in the region. Turning to developments from Israel Hayom, the U.S. is already planning for post-conflict scenarios. However, this does not alleviate current threats facing Israel. The ongoing uncertainty leaves Israel with limited diplomatic options. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel provides context on the West Bank situation. Settlers have erected makeshift barriers around a Palestinian home. The ongoing presence of both settlers and soldiers has heightened tensions. This situation underscores the volatility in the area. Next, JNS highlights the Israeli government's stance on Gaza. Netanyahu's spokesman insists that disarmament of Hamas is crucial before any withdrawal. This condition aims to mitigate future threats and ensure regional stability. Finally, the Jerusalem Shabbat protests, as reported by JTA, show no signs of slowing. Demonstrators and counter-demonstrators continue to clash, reflecting broader societal debates over religious practices. On the economic front, first, Ma'ariv Business reports the deficit remains at 3.3%. Despite increased state revenues, significant financial challenges lie ahead for Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals a new real estate purchase model in Tel Aviv. Buyers can secure luxury apartments with an initial payment of 1 million shekels, deferring the rest. And finally, Katek reports on NextVision's impressive growth. The defense tech company has doubled its revenue amidst rising drone demand, adjusting its future targets upwards. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.